I will bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Anyone else here ready to bless the Lord tonight? Why don't we just lift up our voice for just a few more seconds? God, we praise your name. You are good. Hallelujah. There's none like you, Jesus. There's none compared to you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Wow. The presence of the Lord is in this place. Amen. He's doing great things. And I pray and I feel that somebody has come here today with a need, and I just want you to know that God has that answer. He is providing that answer tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. I'd like to give a little shout out to Jacob and family. Yuanowicz, good to see you guys. All right. Well, I prayed. Actually, this week I've been praying, and I feel like I heard something from the Lord, and I'm going to go ahead and share that with you here tonight. Let's just go ahead and pray real quick one more time for this word and this message in Jesus' name. Lord God, I pray for this word. I pray that you would speak through me today to this congregation. Lord, that you would have your way, that you would touch hearts, that you would open minds, that, Lord, you would be heard in this place. And we thank you for what you're doing in Jesus' name. Amen. If I were to title this, I did title this, I would call it The Relationship of Testimony and Witness. If it doesn't make sense, it's okay. You can throw it away. It doesn't really matter. I made that up. Well, one of the things that I want to talk to you today about, and it's going to be teaching. I'm going to be teaching. So for those who wanted to shout, I still encourage you to shout. And I still encourage you, if you feel like running, please run. And if you feel like this is something that just resonates with your soul, please say amen. Because I believe that God is going to have his way either way. Amen? I'd like to shout out to all my youth over here for sitting out in the big church today. Amen. It's good to be here with my family and friends. All right. Well, this message, I would say, is focused to the church as a whole. People who've been coming to church. This is who my focus, I guess, would be the primary target of who I'm speaking with. And if you are not, well, that's okay. It still makes sense. And I want to deal with the area of being a witness. Being a witness. This is something that is a part of every person's life, and this can be a concern. And so many of us, you know, we'll come up with this prayer, God, I want to do something for you, but. And we come up with many excuses. And I'm guilty. We're all guilty of it. There's a lot of concern, and there's many excuses that we come up with because we do go through many different problems. We have many different issues. And we come up with these excuses for our lack of witness. It's very important, and it's very common. I found online, as I was searching, that there's this little thing. There's 8 common excuses Christians give to not witness. And I'm not going to go into great detail, but one of them says that they may ask questions I don't know. This is what they say. Well, what if I'm in the middle of witnessing and they ask me questions I don't know? Or what if they say, another one is, I'm afraid. I'm afraid. What if I get in a situation? Another one is, it's not my responsibility. That's a thing. People say that. Well, whose responsibility is it? Another one is, I don't know how to witness. I just don't know how. That's a concern. Another one is, I don't speak well. I'm just not very fluent in my speeches. I don't know how to speak right. That's a concern. I don't know the words. I don't know how to start a conversation about the Lord. Where do you start? Another one is, I'm afraid my friends will remember all the bad things I've done. And then the last one is that I don't have time. These are just 8 common. There's a bajillion. There's many reasons that you can think of for why we don't witness, for why we don't talk about the goodness of God, for why maybe we don't live the way that we want to live. And I just want to touch on some of these. To answer these concerns, I will not address any of these specifically. But I will attempt to share with you what I believe the Bible says concerning this matter. I will try to deal with the heart of the issue. First of all, as a Christian, I must ask myself, what is my greatest concern? We're Christians. We believe in God. We want to do something for God. And we have to ask ourselves, what is my greatest concern? If we really are wanting to be a witness. Some will say, oh, it's for lost souls. And it is. Others will say, well, staying faithful to the house of the Lord. That's important too. But the Bible says that the great commandment, which should probably be our greatest concern, is to love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. So the great commandment, our greatest concern, should probably be our love for God. Our love. We cannot go out and be a witness if we don't love God. I'm just saying it'll be hard to do that. You can witness of something that's happened in your life, but it's hard when we don't know. I believe there is something to this loving God first. I don't believe that loving God is supposed to be like loving a car or loving a boat or a bat or money. I don't believe it's supposed to be something like an idol or an object and worshiping something that we can just put on a shelf when we get bored or tired or when we don't get the answer we want. I don't believe it's that kind of worship that we are supposed to live by. I don't believe that loving the Lord thy God with all your heart involves just an object, a thing, and no real effort. I don't believe that it's just showing up and then and saying your holy prayers and leaving it there. I don't believe that that's what loving the Lord thy God is. I don't believe that you're supposed to just love God at church. I don't believe you're supposed to just love God only at home. I believe there's more to that. God is not a thing. He's an intelligent being. He is, in fact, the creator. He's all-knowing. He's all-powerful. He's in all places, and he's created all things. He wants you to know that. He wants you to know that. That he's not just a thing, an object, a place that you just go to worship. God, loving God is more than just what we say and talk about. It's more than just words. Loving God is more than that. And the love that God wants from you is not just deep admiration. It is, or a ritualistic prayer. It's not just a ritual. It's not just a public confession of faith. But the love that God wants from you is a relationship. God has always desired to have fellowship and relationship with his creation. From the very beginning, he has always desired to have a relationship with his creation, with his people. He wants love from you that's not just with your mouth. It's not just with your actions. It's more than that. It's deeper than that. It goes beyond what we just see and what we just say. He wants a relationship with you. Now, with that being said, my witnessing isn't as much of a concern as my relationship. We can't get that far without knowing who it is that we're worshiping or who we're witnessing of. Our relationship needs to be addressed first. My witnessing won't get me to heaven, but my relationship will. We can talk about the things that we do, and we can try to put that first, and many of us do. We do things backwards. We'll go and we'll go through the motions, we'll dress the part, we'll say the things, but we don't know who we believe in, and we do things backwards. So before we even try to pursue this idea of being a witness or trying to say that we are a Christian, I want us to first address where the heart of the matter is, and that's our relationship with God. Who are we witnessing of? Who are we speaking about? Who are we talking about? What goodness is it that we speak of? I could tell you about the house of God, but more importantly, I should tell you or should be able to tell you about the God of the house. I could tell you about the things. I could tell you about how cool it is, but I should be able to most importantly tell you about who that God is that we serve. Because it takes, you got to have a relationship to know about it. My ability to witness has everything to do with my relationship with God. Now, in pursuit of God, you will inevitably develop some experiences with him. As you search after God, as you are trying to develop this relationship with God, as you start to pray and you realize, you know what, there's more to this, you dig deeper and you find yourself feeling some things. As you decide that, you know what, because I believe so much in what I'm talking about in this word, and you start to look, you start to find that there are some evidences. There's these signs. There's some experiences that follow. The byproduct of relationship can be, you know, you got this communication. You have these encounters, and especially that with power and demonstration. There's evidence that follows your relationship. There's some pretty powerful and significant things in your life. As you search after this relationship with God, all of a sudden you start to realize there's something to this. You're no longer just talking about the house of the God, but you're living and demonstrating the God of the house. You start to realize, wow, there is power in this. I was praying the other day and I heard the voice of God. You start to realize that there's more to this. We learn that there's a difference. And we start to learn that there is a difference between the faith and my faith. There's a difference. One is general, involving others. One is specific, involving ownership. It's the same truth. But one is broad and one is personal. One comes from you. One is what the church believes in and teaches. And the other is what I have, what I've seen, what I've heard, what I've done, what I've been a part of concerning this truth. There's a difference between when we talk about the faith and when we talk about my faith. There's a difference between my approach when I talk about somebody else's experience, but then when I tell you about my experience, oh, it gets real. I mean, I can relate with my experience, right? In your pursuit of God, you develop a testimony. Something just starts to happen. Now, because you have been searching after God, you have been desiring to know His ways, you've spent time in prayer, you have fasted, you have decided that this is something that I want to know more about. I want to learn You, Lord. You start to listen to His voice, and inevitably, you start to realize that this is real and that there's something happening. And throughout that process, you start to see these evidences, these signs, and these wonders, and God delivers you from things. He brings you through some things. He gives you this testimony. It's powerful. And it can continue to happen. It's not just a one-time deal. I don't think that we're supposed to just have one experience with God and live off that for the rest of our life. That gets stale. We forget it. We tell that fish story so many times that we don't even care about the fish story anymore. You know what I'm saying? If we keep telling about that one thing that happened, it only has so much flavor. It loses its flavor. With God, He wants to continually give you some experiences because He's all in that continuing blessing. He's all in that continual showing that He's real. He wants you to know that, man, it's more than just that one time. It's more than just that one little feeling that you had. It's deeper than that greatest experience you had. There's more. There's more, and He wants you to have it. It's a continuous testimony that He gives you, that He gives me. And that is such fuel to the fire that He has for you. That is such fuel for the direction of where you're supposed to go. That gives you the thing that you're lacking in your life. He speaks to you. He shows you the ways. This is the difference between talking about God and knowing about God. It's the difference between going to some church and being the church. There's something about having a relationship and a testimony with God. It's real. It's tangible. It's undeniable. You can confidently say something to somebody when you have a testimony. Amen. The word testimony in Greek is martyrion, or something like that. Or in a presumed derivative of this word is martus, meaning witness. So from the word testimony is a derivative of the word witness. So in your continued pursuit of knowing God, your relationship, you develop experiences with God, your testimony, which can be what you tell others of God, your witness. Your testimony, or what God has been doing in your life, what God has done in your life, the experiences you have with him is your witness. How do you know where to go? What do I talk about? How do I say it? How do I present these things? How am I supposed to confront somebody? How am I supposed to tell anybody about, oh, is this thing real? You want me to be a witness? God wants to do what in my life? It all starts with your relationship. And there will inevitably be a testimony. And there will inevitably be the fuel to witness, to talk about God, to know that this is real, to present something, to paint a picture that people understand because it's happening in your life. Amen? For example, God is real because I talk with him every day. I believe God is real. He's not just in this book I've read about thousands of years ago. I was talking to God the other day. I mean, that's going to get somebody's attention. That's going to affect somebody's life. That's going to help somebody in a time of trouble. It's going to help somebody in a dark place, and they need to know that there is a way, that there is a truth, and there is a life. And you're living that life, and you can demonstrate what it is like and what God's doing and how he delivered you. Acts chapter 4, verse 20. The disciples said, "For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard." All that their witnessing consisted of was sharing their testimony. But we cannot but speak. Cool. But we could not but speak of these things. It is a byproduct. These witnesses, they went out, the disciples, they couldn't but help but tell about what had happened to them. The testimonies that God has shown them. The relationship they had with Jesus. They could not help but tell people about it because it was so real. Because it was so awesome. Because it helped them through these trials. Because it was enlightening. Because it was the way. Amen. We could probably summarize that the Great Commandment is saying that life is about relationships with God and then with people. So this makes your testimony very important. If we say that life really is about relationships, you know, with God, with people, this affects your testimony. It makes it more important. How the faith may seem distant. It's hard to relate. When I talk about the faith, when I talk about the church, and I show you picture books of those guys that happened, lived thousands of years ago, it's kind of distant, and it's far away. But my faith is relatable. People can see you. They can hear you. And yes, they can smell you. You're real. They can relate with that. So the experiences that you've been through, they can see it. You mean someone was healed? You mean somebody's they got laid hands on and they were delivered? This is real. I've seen people that were blind, but now they see. I could tell somebody about that. I have seen that with my own eyes. That's a lot more powerful than telling somebody else, than telling something that you're, you know, what happened to me personally? There's things in my life that I could share that directly will touch and help somebody else's life. Because, oh, you're going through something. I went through something just like that. And guess what happened to me? God made a way. Wow, what a way to witness. What a way to share this story. What a way to show people truth. People can relate with you as a person because you're not some distant ancient story. Paul said, I am made all things to all men that I might by all means save some. 1 Corinthians 9:22. He said, I am made all things to all men that I might by all means save some. Paul may have said, hey, I remember living under the law, but look what happened to me. Look what I found. Look what I experienced. Look what happened. Look what God showed me. I used a part of that. Or hey, remember, I was weak, but look what God did for me. Paul was able to relate with people because he went through some things. Paul had some experiences. He had a relationship with God that was amazing. He went through all kinds of troubles and trials, and he was kicked out of cities, and he was beaten, and he was bruised, he was stoned. He had all these issues. He had all of these problems, but you know what? God continued to show himself in his life. God continued to bring him further. God gave him so much revelation to things. God showed him all of this, and you know what? He could go around and he could tell people all the time, any place that he went, what God was doing in his life. He could say, look at this. Look what God brought me from. Look where God, you know, he showed me a light. He showed me himself. I mean, he could tell the witness. He could tell and explain the testimony of his life, and he could relate with anybody because he's been there. He's done that. He's related with people. It was powerful. Your testimony gives you fuel to be a witness. Am I right? I was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. I was weak, but now I'm strong. Look how good God is. Is that powerful or what? If you believe that, why don't you just clap your hands? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for what you've given us. Thank you, God, for your truth. Hallelujah, hallelujah. When you apply Jesus to your life, the results of this application, when you start to not just talk about God and not just come to church, but when you start to apply, when you start to do these things, when you start to add Jesus to your life, the results are life and peace and joy and power, refreshing and blessing, abundance and heritage, encounters with the Creator, salvation, healing and miracles and signs and wonders and testimonies and relationships and much, much more. When you start to actually add this, when you start to pursue Jesus Christ, when you start to pursue a relationship with Him, you will inevitably find yourself going places. You will inevitably find yourself having this testimony which will fuel the fire in your life. You will not have to worry about what to say. I firmly believe this, and I know that in my life and in everybody's life, at some degree, we could work on this because we need to know Him more. It is about knowing Jesus Christ. It is about searching after His voice and hearing His voice. Where do you want me to go today? What do you want me to do today? And God will speak to you. And when He speaks to you, wow, that is powerful. That is awesome. And you know what? You can share that. You can share and you can relate with people because God is real. So real that you believe it, you hear it, and you can tell somebody. What a witness. What an ability that God has given us. This is something that I don't want to just talk about. This is something that I don't just go to church. I want to believe this. I want to not just know about the church. I want to know the God of the church. I want to know what He's saying, not just when I come to church and hear and just continue to live off the bread, the manna that is preached. I want to know that, hey, what pastor says is resonating with my soul because I've been praying about that. God already told me about that. And this is, man, this is powerful. And you know what? Now I can go and do what God was telling me about because I already worked on that. Because God is doing something. He doesn't want just a group of people who just rely on one person to give them word. He wants you to have a relationship with Him. If you have a relationship with Him, this church will not just double, and it doesn't even matter. The byproduct of the relationship with Him will be souls. The byproduct of your relationship with God will be witnessing. You cannot help it. It will overflow out of your heart, out of your mouth, out of your soul. Everywhere you go, everything you do, people will see God inside of you. When you go to the mall, when you go to the restaurant, they're going to see the goodness of God. And you know what? You might even share some of that. You might say, you know what? You look like you have a headache. Let me pray for you. And they'll be healed. What a testimony. What a power. God is living. This time is like a time no other. We are living in a time where we have to, there's going to be signs. There is going to be evidence of the reality of God. There's going to be demonstrations. We are living in a time of desensitization. There has to be something that is going to capture the hearts and the minds of these people. If we do not show them Jesus Christ, then what are we telling them about? Are we just telling them about the club? They can go to any club. People are bored of clubs. They'll watch TV for hours at home. They don't need a club. They need Jesus. And you have Jesus. You have something they need to hear. You have something they need to hear. Your family needs to hear it. Your friends need to hear it. They need to know about this relationship that you have. They need to know about what God is saying in this generation, what He's saying to you, because He loves His people. He loves His creation. He loves you, and it's hard to imagine that of all the people in the world, He loves me specifically. That's so hard to imagine, because how does He do that? How does He have a conversation with me and them and them? I don't know, but you know what? It's powerful that He can do it. He wants to know you. He wants to hear your voice. He wants to know that you're listening, because guess what? He has something for you. He wants to take you just a little bit further. There's something, you know, you've been praying about it. God already knows it. He wants to take you just a little bit further. For some of you tonight, He's confirming some things. There's been a stirring in your heart, and guess what? He's confirming some things. You're going to be a witness. There is going to be things that you never thought you were able to do, but because you are seeking Jesus, doors are going to blow open. You are going to find more people are coming and wanting to know about what it is you believe in, because your relationship with God has grown. There is something inside of you that is a burning faith and a burning desire that cannot be quenched. And you are going to inevitably be able to tell somebody about Jesus Christ. Amen? If you believe that, why don't you clap your hands? Hallelujah. To address the concerns about being a witness, if you continue to seek Him, you will keep having experiences with Him. You will keep hearing His voice. You'll keep learning of His ways. You will keep developing fuel to, without even trying, share the Word of God with somebody. You will accidentally be a witness. I believe that many of you can, we spend so much time worrying about the approach when it has nothing to do with that. Listen, if you wanted to be a Christian by yourself, you're wasting your time, because it's not about your goodness. It's not about your ability, but it is the burning desire that God puts inside of you. It is the abundance of the relationship, the accumulation of the time. It is God living inside of you that wants to get out. We cannot do it by ourselves. If it was, He wouldn't have just laid all this out if it was just you. Go be a witness. You can tell somebody, but it's not the same. It's not the same. Anybody can say, give a story about what happened to him, but when you have God living inside of you, just speaking to people, wanting to get out because He's been showing you some things. Listen, I've experienced the best witnessing in my life is when I have been spending time with Jesus Christ. When I have been resting in Him, when I've been walking with Him, when I've been thinking on Him, opportunities all of a sudden arise. I didn't try. I don't believe really anything changed but my mindset, because I've been looking for Him, because I was watching for Him. I was saying, Lord, what are Your ways? What is it that You're speaking? And you'll start to look and you'll start to see that there are people that are hurting, that there are people that are dying and they're wanting to know about what it is that you have. You'll start to see things you've never seen before. Our focus, our mind must be set on Jesus Christ. It must be set on His ways. It must be set on what He is speaking in our life. So many ways we try to pursue God, but we try to do it backwards. Because it's safe. It's safe to us when we try to do things our own way. If I do it my own way, then I have control of that and I won't fail. But you also won't succeed. Because that's what faith is. Right? We want to control everything. And in fact, we spend most of our time planning and preparing. And then it just works out the way we planned it. But with God, it's a little different. Sometimes you go to a situation and you're like, I don't know how to pursue. But you know what? Don't just do what God said. You know what? God wants you to pray for that person. Oh man, that's going to be weird. I didn't plan that. I haven't rehearsed what my prayer is going to be. Just go over there in the name of Jesus, be healed, whatever the issue is, and you watch the power of God. The power of God will far supersede any kind of thing that you control. I can't control things. It's funny because I spend so much time trying to control. I waste so much of my time trying to control. I'll go places and I'll try to plan things, and it's a waste of time. I don't even get to that part. I cannot predict the future. I don't know. But listen, if you're walking with God, the wisdom of God, when you know His way, if He's the way, the truth, and the life, you're going to know that He's the way, He's the truth, He's the life. He's going to show you the way. You're going to know. You're going to be presented with some situations, but because you know who He is, you're going to know which way to go. That way's wrong. That's against His word. This way's right. I'm going to go this way. You're going to start to know. You just step out of your comfort zone. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So, you know what? You can't see it. You know, faith, it may not always be just how you plan it, but it's something that you hope for. God knows what it is that you're trying to do, and He puts a faith inside of you. He's given every man a measure of faith. I know that tonight in my life, God, He speaks to us in different ways. Every person's different. Some of you might have come here wondering, how is God real? I haven't heard His voice. I don't know how to proceed. I don't know what to do next. But did you know that God absolutely hears your voice? And He wants you to know that He loves you. And that if you just trust in Him, and if you would just lean on Him, He will show you the way. He will continue to be the way in your life. There is no mountain that's too high. There is no thing that you can't get through without the power of God. He's concerned with you. Would you stand with me? Sorry I kept you so long. But there's a couple things I want to talk about before we leave. I wanted you to stand because I'm standing, and I want you to work on relating with me. The power. You know, you go through the experience, I want you to be a part of it. Just kidding. And before we pray, we need to love God first, all of our heart and our soul and our mind. And I want you to think about, has God just become an object and a distant thing in our lives? Do you have a relationship with God? He wants to hear your voice, and He wants you to hear His voice. He has some testimonies, some experiences, some blessings for you. He wants you to hear His voice. Now, wherever you're at, I want you to just, if you would, lift your hands and pray with me. And I want you to think on these things. I want you to think about God in your life. If you have been loving Him first, if you've been spending time seeking after Him instead of the things and the stuff, if you would just go ahead and lift up your voice right now to Him and call on His name. He already knows where you're at. He just wants to hear your voice. Just call on His name. He wants to know that you're seeking after Him and that you love Him. And tonight the difference can be that you are searching after Him. You're not searching after His stuff, His blessings. You want to know Him. So let's call on His name together. In Jesus' name. Yes, Lord God. I lift my voice to You, Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. God, I want to know You more. I want to seek You, Jesus. Lord, show me Your way, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, Lord, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It doesn't matter where you're sitting. It doesn't matter what you're going through. It doesn't matter where your mind is at. God will bless you. Come on, that's it. Why don't we just continue to reach for him? Yes, Jesus. God, help me. Lord, I want to know your voice. I want to know what it is you're speaking in my life. God, I need you, Jesus. I don't want to just do the things. I don't want the stuff. God, I don't want to just the positions and the power. Lord, I want to know you, Jesus. Lord, you know what I've been battling with. You know what I've been struggling with. You know how hard it was for me to be here tonight. But Lord God, I need you. I have made up my mind that I am not satisfied. I've made up my mind that I cannot just be average. I cannot just go through this life with stuff. I want to know you, Jesus. I want to know what it is you're telling me. I want to know what it is you're speaking in this world, in this day, in this age. Lord, speak to me, Jesus. Come on, that's it. Sometimes our relationship with God is not so, it doesn't have to be all emotional. You just go through the motions, say, God, I love you, I need you, I want you. And the emotion will follow. You just do what you know. That's what faith is. You lift up your voice and praise him. Come on, that's it. That's it. Hallelujah. No other thoughts, no other concerns, no other worries. Lord, right now I'm reaching for you. Those other things can wait. My bills can wait. My problems can wait. Right now this matters, Lord. There are some things that are happening in my life. I am getting something. There is a revelation that has taken place right now in this place. I am getting something. Lord, I need you, Jesus. That is the key. You are all I need. You're all I want. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, that's it. Hallelujah. Keep reaching for him. I need you, Father. I thank you for your revelation. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Why don't we just clap our hands right now? Why don't we just sing something nice to him? Why don't we praise his name? Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, you're worthy. God, there's none like you, Jesus. I worship you. Hallelujah. There's none like you, Jesus. Lord, you're worthy. Hallelujah. I praise your name, Jesus. You're all I want. You're all I need. With you, I have everything. Everything I'll ever need is in you. You are the way, the truth, and the life. You are my blessing. You are my hope. You are my encouragement. You are my heritage. I praise your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness.
My God is real. He's real in my soul. Remember that? My God is real, for he has washed and he made me whole. His love for me is like pure gold. My God is real, for I can feel him in my soul. Hallelujah. Don't you know he's real? Amen. If you know he's real, it's time for somebody else to know he's real in your soul. He's real. He is alive and well because he dwells in us through the power of the Holy Ghost. Somebody shout unto God, hallelujah, with a voice of triumph. Oh, our God is great and he's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, those that know him.